And there it was. It happened on live television on a world stage for global citizens everywhere to see. Last night, the false king, Joe Biden, broadcasted his intent to commit treason and genocide to an extent that has never been before seen in this country. In declaring the forced inoculation of millions of Americans under the open threat of imminent unemployment, poverty, starvation, death, members of the healthcare industry, the military, federal government, and countless millions of Americans across the country are forced up against the wall, given an ultimatum. And this is the harsh reality. It may still be settling in for folks previously who may not have seen or heard warnings from this program and ones like it, who we have been here from the beginning, truthful from the start, while being branded the entire time as conspiracy theorists. But I digress. It's here now. Biden made it clear in his speech last night that Americans must obey his rule, using vast authorities and powers that he holds no real claim to. For those of you who missed out on the fake president's speech, you spared yourself the experience of watching an installed regime attempt to take liberty away from free Americans and usher in authoritarianism in real time. What we used to call federalism has been perverted, morphed, abused, and distorted into an ugly exertion of overreach that Adolf Hitler would applaud. I know many of you have grown used to the screaming, radical, far-left, wingnut, purple-haired crackpots on TV and on Twitter constantly accusing President Trump of being a dictator. But the reality is that if you would have told the Sons of Liberty that their efforts in the 18th century would have resulted in millions upon millions upon millions of their countrymen being forcibly experimented on by a small group of people who worship Satan, they may have reevaluated their original approach. After all, the false king's jab fines make King George's taxes look like pocket change. So in a series of blatant lies and truth distortions, the fake president robotically parroted off the same Bill Gates, Rachel Maddow, Anthony Fauci talking points that we are all too familiar with. They are lies. The vaccine is safe and effective. The vaccine is so safe that it may peel and rot the skin right off of your body. The vaccine is so safe that they can't tell you what long-lasting negative side effects you may experience. So safe that you may develop a blood clot in your brain. So safe that your heart might swell and explode. So safe that you might have a miscarriage. You may become completely paralyzed. So safe that you'll become sterile or infertile. So safe that you might just instantly collapse and fall to the ground, as we have seen on live television on more than one occasion. The vaccine is so effective that you can still get infected and end up carrying 251 times the viral load of the rest of us. So effective that when you get reinfected, you're more likely to end up dead or hospitalized. So effective that your immune system may fail. So effective that you'll require booster shots. You've signed up for a lifetime subscription because the first doses were so effective. The vaccine is so safe and effective that it couldn't stop the so-called Delta variant from infecting vaccinated people. Remember when the CDC's definition of the vaccine used to say vaccines provided immunity? Then they changed it just ahead of Biden's speech to say it provides protection. Well, I noticed during Biden's speech that he's not claiming that the effective vaccines provide any immunity at all. I wonder if Joe Biden conferenced with the people over at the CDC prior to his dictatorial attack on our country, his declaration of war. Biden claimed that 80 million Americans have not been injected, apparently everyone that voted for him, or so we're told. I guess Biden likes that number, 80 million. It certainly seems to be their go-to fake statistic. But interestingly enough, Biden is demanding that the Department of Labor force employers with 100 or more employees to ensure that, you guessed it, 80 million Americans are injected with the mystery jab that has proven to be deadly. In addition to that, Biden plans to use those same ill-begotten powers to ensure that 17 million healthcare workers are forced to get the injection. Millions more in the federal government will have to make the choice as well, as Biden has mandated the jab for literally everyone who works there. You won't be able to go to a football game without the mark of the beast, nor will you be able to go to your favorite band's live show, movie theaters. Nope, show us your papers. And if you think it ends there, Hitler's heir to the throne is now demanding that general practitioners coerce their patients into getting the injection. So you can expect to get a call from your doctor very soon. I think it's time that we have a national discussion about our rights as free people in light of all of this. So let me be clear. Your body does not belong to anyone other than yourself. You as a free citizen are not owned by anyone. Now, it didn't always used to be this way. There is a word that we have used in the past to describe that. I'll give you a hint that begins with an S. And it was something that supposedly ended a long time ago around the time of President Lincoln. Now, there's no question that constitutional experts acknowledge that property is the foundation of every right we have in America. John Locke, the man whose philosophy inspired Thomas Jefferson ahead of the drafting of our beautiful Declaration of Independence, described this right simply, quote, "lives, liberties, and estates, which I call by the general name property." James Madison reflected Locke's view when he wrote, quote, "as a man is said to have a right to his property, he may be equally said to have a property in his rights." Well, I'm here to inform you, in the spirit of Locke, Madison, the founders of this country, and the United States Constitution, that your body is your property and your property alone. You, as an American, have full, undeniable, exclusive ownership of your own body. No emergency can nullify that. And Joe Biden may have forgotten this, but just in case he's watching, and I have a feeling that he does, I'd like to remind you that the definition of slave is a person who is the legal property of another and is forced to obey them. And last I checked, the American people are not the property of the United States federal government. Jaron Jackson is a West Point grad, and he's a combat war veteran. He's seen real combat. You took the telegram this morning, Jaron, and you said that Joe Biden has declared war on the United States.
Yeah, everything in the Constitution says that Joe Biden should not be doing what he's doing or trying to do. I don't think that Joe Biden is the commander-in-chief. I don't think that he is the rightfully elected president. But even if you want to grant that, everything that he's doing is anti-American. Everything that he's doing is anti-Constitution. For example, the preamble of the Constitution says that the purpose of the federal government is to establish justice. Justice, there has to be a standard. By what standard is Joe Biden foisting and deploying federal agencies to hunt down American citizens, to compel their conscience, to dictate their behavior, and to coerce a policy outcome that, quite frankly, is going to lead to their, you know, to their bad health effects, to potentially their death? Everything that this man is doing is iniquitous, it's sinful, it's anti-God, and it's violent to people who love freedom.
And he knows it. He knows it because, you know, last night after he whispered into the microphone, that was very demonic. I'm just going to call it what it is. The guy looks like he's possessed by Satan, by the devil himself. And he said, "get vaccinated." And then he walked away. And the question was, and you heard, everybody heard it, it rang out loud and clear, "is this constitutional?" And he didn't stop. He didn't turn around. He completely ignored it. And he walked out because he knows that this is not constitutional.
Yeah. And if you think about, I mean, let's just step back, because I said he declared war. That's a major charge. Let's investigate what that means. For the time of man, since the very beginning of time, war has always been an effort to reestablish harmony according to whatever deity that you fight for. Joe Biden is trying to establish harmony for the deity that he supports. I submit to you, he is a tool for Satan. I submit to you that this is a war primarily of the mind. They come in through the eyes, come in through the ears, and they try to control. And this is my word of warning for patriots, for Christians, people who love America and want freedom to continue. Don't take the bait. Don't pull the trigger. Don't participate in a false flag type situation, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get people who are righteously angry to do something that they can then justify as a fig leaf in their mass propaganda media to convince everybody else who is otherwise already on their plantation, to convince the slaves that they need to go against the war, the people like you, people like me, are trying to fight for their freedom too. And so the way forward, and this is where I would have people, don't comply. Don't do it. The way that you break this enemy is not by putting bullets in people's heads. I mean, that is not going to solve this. We are not there yet. The way that you break this enemy is you don't obey him. You don't do what they say. The last idea on this, Jesus was speaking about eternal salvation. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only way to go to heaven, the death, the burial, the resurrection. That's it. He has a teaching in John 12. He's talking about eternal life, but there's this, I think it's brilliantly applicable, like most things Jesus says, all things Jesus says, when he says, those who hate their life in this world shall gain it. Those who lose their life, or those who hate their life, let me just read it, because I don't want to screw it up. It says, those who hate their life will gain it. Those who lose their life, those who love their life will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it. Here's the idea. If you are subjected to these iniquitous decrees, if you are subjected to these godless commies, if you are obeying the false tyrant in the office, in the Oval Office, you will lose your freedom. You will love your life so much, this false reality that they've created for us. If you love their lies so much, you will lose everything that you have.
The Matrix.
However, if you're willing to give up their lies, give up their deceit, give up their compelled conscience, you will gain everything. You will gain your political freedom. You will restore your liberty. And that all comes down to just stand and don't bend the knee to these godless commies.
I got just a couple of minutes left here, but you mentioned the propagandist media. You know, General Flynn was on the program yesterday and he was describing the executions that are happening in Afghanistan. This isn't a humane execution. This is a bullet to the brain or a beheading. And then they trash your body to the side like a dog. You've been there. You've seen real combat. You have killed people. You have seen real death. You don't want this thing to go kinetic. That's not what anybody wants in this country. We saw the way the propagandist media tried to tell the world that what happened on the 6th of January was a kinetic war or an act of war or a violent so-called insurrection, when the only person that lost their life there was an unarmed veteran of the United States Air Force. And there was no guns found by the FBI. There was no violence from any of these Trump supporters that were there strictly to maybe not even to support President Trump as a person or as a man, but to support the Constitution, to fight for what is right, to object to what is clearly an historic election that presented unprecedented opportunity for fraud. We're now starting to see that. The canvassing numbers coming out of Arizona. Senator Wendy Rogers, Colonel Rogers will be here in a moment to talk more about that and the audit efforts in Arizona. But this seems to be more insurrectionist style than war declaration from Biden. Is this not an insurrection, really?
Yeah, and this is where language matters. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6. The Declaration gives the context to the Constitution. The Declaration says that government is established to defend God-given rights. So the Constitution exists to limit government, not to limit you and me, Stu. We are given freedom by God because he's good. Amen. If you have a tyrant like Biden who's going against the Constitution, he is not acting to fulfill his oath. He's in direct violation of his oath. And this is the encouragement for American citizens. You don't want this thing to go to kinetic. They want it to go kinetic. And they're trying to make you so angry that you lose yourself. And that's exactly where we have to be smart. And we have to fight this enemy in a way that defeats him, not gives him the keys to continue to control us. They want it to ignite. They want to go hostile. They want that kinetic. We can break their back by not participating, by not complying. Don't take the vaccine. Do not obey them. And you force their hand. We outnumber them a lot to a little, and they can't do this without something popping off. And if you think about what that really looks like, that looks like people like you, people like me, people like Senator Wendy Rogers, who I was with last night in here in Tulsa, standing up and speaking the truth boldly without equivocation. Stu, I said last time I was on your show, never equivocate on the truth. This man, Joe Biden, he's a tool for Satan. Do not equivocate on the truth. He's breaking the Constitution. He hates God, and he cannot make you do anything that you don't want to. That's the truth.
Yeah. And use discernment when you're thinking about going to these rallies. I know that there's one in D.C. coming up on, what is it, September 18th? Yeah. I'm staying as far away from, me personally, I'm staying as far away from that as possible. And what you mean by using an excuse to take this thing kinetic, Biden, Nancy Pelosi, these people love war and they participate in wars that only are of detriment to the American people, mm-hmm. to the blue-collared American taxpayer, to the people who love their country, love their freedom by riling up their anger. They're doing the same thing here. They're trying to rile up your anger to instigate war, but they want that war to be against you. They want an excuse to activate the military against its own people because the military serves a constitution, not a political ideology, not a politically elected or installed, in this case, person. They don't serve the president. They serve the Constitution. If they can use the Constitution to enact that military against its people, they will get what they want. And if they can't get it out of the military, they will get it out of a third party like the United Nations, who will come in here with white vehicles, blue helmets, and they will act. I got about 30 seconds. Final words.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is simple. The Constitution defends our rights. Amendment 9 says that anything not given to the feds is reserved to the people. So the feds weren't given in the Constitution the ability for Department of Labor, health care. None of those things are in their purview according to the Constitution. So everything they're doing is not only iniquitous, but it's anti-constitutional. Just don't do what they tell you to do because they can't tell you what to do. They have nothing. These people are weak, cowards, tools for Satan, and they're trying to get you angry and in your anger to let them justify using force against you. Don't let them do it.
I got a lot of respect for you, not only because of your service, but because of your continued service to this country. Jaron Jackson, thank you so much for being here. Really, really profound words. We appreciate that. We need clarity right now, and you're bringing it. Thanks.
God bless you, Stu.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
Mike is offering the sale of the year. You will receive 50% off his Giza Dream Sheets. Just go to MyPillow.com, and you will receive a set for as low as $49.99 with promo code STU. Or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use STU at checkout.
Well, Biden's declaration of war on freedom in America, the fear driven by the lying and criminally complicit, corrupt, bought and paid for fake news media, the tyrannical actions of school boards acting outside of the law to abuse and torture your children, the restriction of travel, family gatherings, your loss of employment, the threat of court martial if you're in the military, the loss of real lives, the deaths of what will end up being millions of people by the time we put our foot down and end all of this. All of it is based on lies. Chelsea Walls is nervous about what she's about to do, but she's a hero and we honor her bravery. Chelsea Walls is a nurse. She's a BSN critical care registered nurse with ICU specialty certification. Chelsea is a cardiovascular ICU nurse who's been taking care of patients since 2015 and has selflessly and heroically taken care of COVID patients since the beginning of this nonsense, despite being, by the way, 9 months pregnant while doing it. Why? Because that's what heroes do when humanity needs them most. Chelsea Walls is a brave warrior that represents an entire army of our nation's heroes, and she joins us now. I know that you're nervous about coming forward. I just want you to know that personally, I'm extremely proud of your bravery. And you originally wrote to the show somewhat anonymously, and you said that the information the public is being fed by the media is false. Hospitals are not filled up. They're at safe operating capacity due to being short-staffed. Tell me about that.
Correct, Stu. Yeah, so we are at no more capacity than we have ever been. In fact, this is probably our normal at this point in time. We're at max capacity because we're short-staffed. You know, we lost a lot of people when COVID first started, and now all these mandates are rolling out. And we are only, our hospital itself, we are less than 60% successful with these mandates. You know, 40% of our nursing staff, healthcare staff, we don't want the shot. They are offering $500 incentives to all the employees who are willing to take it. But so many of us are not willing to. There are nurses going into these clinics just crying because, you know, their lives are at stake. They have to provide for their families. And here we are having to choose.
So what does your hospital say about early treatment, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin?
So when it comes to medication, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are very taboo and criticized. Hydroxychloroquine, I did some research the other day at my job, and I had found some studies per our hospital's policy regarding hydroxychloroquine and the efficacy of it in treating COVID patients. And I have never once seen it used on our COVID patients. The only things we are using is the standard remdesivir, which everybody has heard does horrid things to the body.
Is that true? Have you seen the effects of the remdesivir? Is that true? What we're saying on this program about the kidney shutdown, the flooding of the lungs with fluid, is that happening?
It is. And, you know, these people are sick, so it could be because of that, but it could be also because of this remdesivir. I mean, it's not FDA approved for use. It's EUA as well. We've also started actually a new medication that within the last 2 weeks. It actually suppresses your immune system.
So hold on. Remdesivir is not FDA approved. Is ivermectin FDA approved?
It is.
Is hydroxychloroquine FDA approved?
It is.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Go ahead. What were you saying now?
So, on those notes, we had a physician who worked in infectious disease, and I work very closely with him in the ICU. He sees all of our patients with infection. When the COVID surge did start, he came around the unit and asked, you know, why are we not using ivermectin? At the time, I didn't know what it was. He no longer works with us. I don't know if he was fired or let go, or he's not with us anymore, and we still do not use ivermectin.
So a provider, a physician, a doctor asked, why in the heck are we not using this stuff, ivermectin, and he no longer works there?
Correct.
So that leads me to believe that your administration is really doing the doctoring here. And these administrations, to be clear for everybody that doesn't understand, these are not providers. These are not even medical students, much less medical professionals. These are administrators that operate a hospital as a for-profit business. So what's coming from the top? What does your CEO say about all of this?
Our CEO doesn't have much good things to say. In fact, she's been, per staff in the ER, she has been seeking out physicians and asking if they will refuse to treat unvaccinated patients in the ER.
What? Okay, so your CEO is asking doctors to refuse treatment to specific patients that don't match her political stance on these injections. So somebody who decides not to get vaccinated, somebody who exercises their freedom over their own body, makes choices after their own health, now has to fear a physician agreeing to not treat a patient. So at what point did she get any cooperation out of that? Are you aware if there's any physicians that said, yeah, I'll refuse treatment?
Not at this point in time. I do know there are physicians in our community who are giving the heads up to some of my fellow nurses who are seeking exemption forms, that if they take any part, you know, their licenses can be revoked. So they will not sign exemption forms either.
Their licenses can be revoked for signing a religious or medical exemption so that they don't have to take this jab.
Correct. Yeah.
And these people are worried about their license rather than humanity. You know, if you're going to be dead and if your family's going to die and if millions of people are going to die, your license isn't going to do you much good at that point anyhow. That would be my stance on this. And that's why you're a hero, because, you know, you could face repercussions for this interview, for coming forward. You could be targeted. You could be targeted by your administration. But I would assume that you're not. Are you going to get inoculated? Do you believe that this quote vaccine is safe?
No, absolutely not. I have kids, young kids, who I'm fighting for myself, and I need to be around for them.
So chances are you're not going to have a job anyways, because I'm assuming that there's going to be a mandate at your place of employment and you have a deadline, get it or get fired, and you're going to be fired, I'm assuming.
Yep. Currently we have a deadline. We have to be fully vaccinated by October 31st or we are terminated, or, you know, they say voluntary resign, but I will not.
How many people work at this hospital?
There is about 3,200 employees.
Okay. How many would you expect are going to be on their way out?
I would have to say anywhere between 20 to 30% of us.
Wow. And the only person that's going to suffer is the patient.
Correct.
All based on lies. Let's talk about lies. Let's talk about the Delta variant. Let's talk about these vaccines being safe. You work in the ICU. You've worked on the COVID unit. Are you seeing vaccine injuries?
I would like to think they're vaccine injuries. Again, these physicians will never acknowledge that, but I have never seen so many spontaneous strokes, deadly strokes, multiple strokes, bizarre rashes all over the body. I have never seen such young people come in with cardiac arrest. I have never performed so much cardiac arrest on young people with no reason.
So these are previously healthy people. All of a sudden they have heart issues. They're having strokes. We don't take joy in reporting that we were right, But we have had so many experts on this program warning about these jabs from the very beginning when these things started early presenting. And I don't take joy in conspiracy theories being proven fact when people's lives are being lost. But it is so important that people really understand the big picture. I've got about a minute left, and I want you to, final words, I want you to tell everybody exactly what you want the world to hear.
You know, the point is that we can't give in. We have to come together in this. And I know it's a scary place. It's scary for me to be here. It's scary for me to lose my job and not know what comes next, but we have to stand, because if we don't fight, we lose.
Yeah. And fighting you are. Chelsea Walls, you're a brave hero, and you keep fighting for those kids, and you keep fighting for what's right up until you have no fight left. And I know that God's going to give you all the fight that we need. So I hope that more warriors like you from all over the place are going to be inspired to do what you're doing right now, because the media is lying to people. And that's what's causing the ability. This is what is enabling this administration to do what they're doing. This is what is enabling global governments to be able to force this thing on people, because they have a percentage of a population that really believes that these are safe and effective. News stations have become vaccine infomercials. They really are. And all the commercials that you see in between these radicalized, bought and paid for, compromised news journalists, it's all propaganda. It's all lies. And every commercial that you see, so they're talking about it, it's safe and effective. Fox is talking about it. Go get your vaccine. They have a doctor on there, this Dr. Mark Siegel, who was on just last night, telling everybody to go get vaccinated. It's the best thing you could do. But Mark Siegel, my question to you, doctor, sir, is why did you treat your COVID dying family with hydroxychloroquine? You see, these people are liars, and they're bold-faced lying right out in front of everybody. You're telling the truth. You're on the front lines. You selflessly, heroically tended to patients. You had no idea what this COVID thing was when it first started, and you were 9 months pregnant. And still, there you were, without the proper PPE, I'm assuming, without any vaccine rollout, no protection whatsoever. There you were, because humanity needed you. And I want to thank you for that. They are also fighting back in Australia. We're going to talk to an Australian attorney who is suing Brad Hazard. That's that tyrant that we were showing you before that was interrupting, having these temper tantrums. That's coming up next as the Stu Peters Show continues. Go nowhere. Another medical professional that saw what was going on is a doctor, a provider, a physician making a very comfortable living in New York, who saw what was going on and couldn't deal with it. Could not deal with these kill zones, these ovens. The new modern day ovens are the hospitals. Very dangerous place for people to be. Listen to that. I mean, the CEO going to physicians asking them if they would be willing to refuse treatment to people who choose to not get inoculated. Think about that. That is really happening. That doctor in New York was inspired to leave, start her own business. She's the co-founder over at StepOnSocks.com. StepOnSocks.com, go there right now. Red pill people wear these things. They're a statement maker. They're a conversation starter. The Trust in God sock is my favorite. Also, the original classic version with these tyrants who you'd love to step on. They're snakes. Step on the snakes. Go to StepOnSocks.com right now. Also, silver is available at StepOnSocks.com. Second Amendment flags are available there. If Australia had a Second Amendment, they wouldn't be dealing with what they're dealing with. The prototype for the takeover, the new world order, is happening down under, but they aren't going to stop fighting. We're going to talk to an attorney about what they are doing down there, taking bold steps, never stopping, continuing to fight. We're going to that interview right now as the Stu Peters Show continues. Well, we were told as adults last night that we have a choice to make. We can comply with the federal government, or we can go to the gulags. Kids, on the other hand, are not going to have a choice. That's right. Ages 12 and up, at least in one school district, the largest in the country in Los Angeles, these kids are being forced to take this inoculation. Parents are tripping over themselves to get to the front of the line to get their kids jabbed with this poison that has proven to be dangerous and, in a lot of cases, deadly. Dr. Jane Ruby is here. Some preliminary numbers are coming out about these kids, these child vaccines, if you will call them, and it doesn't look good.
You know, Biden said his patience was wearing thin, and I read that to mean that they're coming for your children. Your babies are now going blind and deaf with this stuff. We're about to enter the darkest portion of this dystopian nightmare, Stu, forcing this genetic poison into babies and small children who don't get it and they don't convey it to other people. And the early numbers are in. Let me just get to these numbers because they're killers. At 73 children aged 6 to 17 years old are now reported to be permanently blind, and 48 children in the same age group, 6 to 17, are now reported to be permanently deaf, according to VAERS, after these injections as late as September 5. There was also a new paper that came out. It's in peer review right now, but it's a preprint. It's a national database analysis from the University of California at Davis, and it exposes cardiac injury in 12 to 17 year olds. It's called SARS-CoV-2 mRNA vaccination-associated myocarditis in children aged 12 to 17, a stratified analysis. And look, when you take a look at the bar graph that I have here in figure one, cardiac injury, undeniable and huge, especially after the second shot. The severity, though, and the long-term damage is completely unknown. While Pfizer was granted that emergency use authorization as an extension for the 12 to 15-year-olds on August 23rd, it's important to remember, Stu, they're already preparing to grab additional EUA extension for 2 to 11-year-olds with no regard for these permanent injuries and the 14 deaths in children that we've already seen. I'm actually sick and tired of doctors and ill-informed parents saying, oh, the numbers are so low compared to a million, you know, out of a million. Well, let me translate that risk for everyone. For boys 12 to 17 with no medical comorbidities, that means they're perfectly healthy before the jab, the likelihood of post-jab cardiac adverse event is 162 per million. This is four times higher than their expected COVID-19 hospitalization rate. I mean, it's all relative. Remember, no one under 18 years of age was studied in these trials before these greedy pigs unblinded it. So it doesn't matter. Whatever the X number is out of a million, it's meaningless when you don't have the baseline trial safety data in this particular age group or any subpopulation, like pregnant women, breastfeeding right. women, children. Yeah. So we don't have any short-term data really to go on, and we have no long-term data. What we do have are these early warning signals from VAERS. And that's really the real value of VAERS, is you get these early warnings, and then you go and investigate them. You shut the program down until you can vet these issues. And none of that has been done. Stu, I can't ring the bell loudly enough.
Yeah, so just to recap on what you just said, because that statistic was kind of alarming to me, very alarming. So a yes. child is four times more likely to experience severe cardiac adverse event or reaction to this vaccine, four times more likely for that serious event to occur in a child than they are to be hospitalized or die to COVID.
Absolutely right. From the natural flu, which we know is like 0.000 something chance that they even get the flu, yeah. much less end
well,
up
I mean,
in the hospital.
Any death is tragic, but I think we've lost so much sight of this, a certain group of people at least. I mean, more kids die of influenza B every year. We've never done anything to respond to that other than push them towards a failed and ineffective influenza shot every year that we have now found yeah. is a complete waste and totally ineffective as well.
Because it's not about health anymore, Stu. It's not about health. I think we all know that. And we're at enough of a threshold for me. This has got to be shut down.
Yeah.
This has got to be, we've got to find a way to stop this, because as they go down into lower ages, children 2 to 5 years old, 5 to 10 year olds. I mean, parents, wake up, just wait.
Yeah. Just run. Just absolutely say no.
Run.
Yeah. Do not yep. comply with this. Take your kid out of school. Really? Is it worth it? You're sending your kid in Los Angeles schools. My goodness, this is the Marxist indoctrination camp. Now it's Camp COVID. You're sending your kid to an inoculation that has been proven to be more deadly than every previous vaccine combined in the history of tracking
right.
vaccines in this country. Close to 14,000 people. And that is only, according to a Harvard study, I need to remind you every time, 1%, which means that it is possible that 1.4 million people are dead as a result of this thing.
Absolutely right. I mean, and those are modest calculations. Yeah, yep.
And so plus the injuries. I mean, the injuries are way, way greater than that. But I'm talking deaths, the loss of human life. Do not give your kids this injection. There is no reason for it. There is no statistic information, no scientific information, no data that supports doing this to your children. There's no data that suggests that COVID, the virus itself, has been detrimentally impacting children at all from the beginning of this whole thing. And now they're scaring people with this Delta.
Yep. And no accountability, Stu, on the part of the companies to show any data before forcing this onto your children.
Yeah, where's the press conference from Moderna? Where's the press conference from Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson? Absolutely sick. No accountability whatsoever. And you're right, this is not about health and safety. This is about control and compliance. I got to go. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You bet, Stu.
And now we have to worry about these so-called self-spreading vaccines, these contagious injections, the shedding that we have referred to, and we have no idea what it is that is shedding, if it's the spike protein or what, but we have reports that many people are experiencing ill side effects when they're around people who have been injected. And I'm not saying don't go around people or to treat them like aliens or animals or anything like that, but we just don't know if it's what it is that's happening. We know that, you know, menopausal women are bleeding again, that women are having cycles out of cycle. People are reporting hangover type symptoms like headaches and fatigue. You got to prevent this stuff. Now, Dr. Zev Zelenko, this is my PSA that I do for him every day because the guy is a genius and he boasts a 99.9% recovery survival rate of high-risk COVID patients under his care. This guy believes in early treatment and he has the protocol. He's taken all the ingredients and put them into one pill. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. ZStack, the letter Z, the word stack, protocol.com, zstackprotocol.com, zstackprotocol.com, the quercetin, the zinc, the vitamin D, all of those things, you can research it yourself. Go to zstackprotocol.com and stay healthy. Well, we've been carefully watching Australia, which up until a year ago was an English-speaking and free democracy, just like us here in the United States. And we have said that that country is the one that we need to watch. It's the prototype for the New World Order. We were called conspiracy theorists, purveyors of fear porn. Well, it turns out that yet another conspiracy theory has become fact, and that once again, we have proven ourselves to be the arbiters of truth.
In the New World Order.
So there it is, right out in the wide open for everyone to see. Australia's elite ruling class has acknowledged what we have been dreaming up as we project this false fear on this platform has actually now become true. We have been vindicated once again. Australia has given up their guns, and our Second Amendment here in the United States is the only thing that has delayed these globalists from taking this country completely. Holding on to hope that the judicial system there in Australia will act in accordance with law, Australian attorney Matthew Hopkins has filed an historic lawsuit in that country, and Matthew joins me now. Matthew, thank you so much for being here. I know it's the middle of the night down under, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Stu. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. So you're going right after the beast. What have you done in Australia?
Stu, this is the most important case, I believe, in Australia's history because it goes to the very fundamental rights and liberties of people, and that is their choice as to what they do with their bodies with regard to medical procedures. So what we've done, we've filed in the Supreme Court of New South Wales against Health Minister Brad Hazzard, who you may have heard of.
Yeah, so just so everybody knows, this is the guy, we played a clip of him. He was in a Zoom meeting with some other people. He had this Dr. Chant next to him. She was there supposedly going to answer questions, but she never really got to speak. This Brad Hazzard guy, who appears to be just a complete tyrant, I would suspect he's probably a woman beater in private behind closed doors. But anyways, I digress. This guy threw a complete temper tantrum, would let nobody speak, and then just bink, shut off the meeting after an hour of just tyrannical tantrums and outbreaks. So for those of you that don't know, that is who this guy is. So you've named him personally in your lawsuit, as well as this Dr. Chant that was sitting next to him, correct?
Yep. Both of those people are defendants on our action. Now, it's quite an insight into his personality, what he's presented there in public. Now, this man has put under house arrest millions of people in New South Wales. He's ordering them now to take a jab, take a COVID injection in order to be able to go to work. This is the kind of thing that we're dealing with here in Australia. So our action is to call into question the legitimacy or the lawfulness of these orders. Minister Hazzard is telling people they cannot go to work unless they take a COVID injection. Imagine. This affects mums, dads, people who have to put a roof over the head of the family. So we have commenced proceedings, expedited proceedings into the Supreme Court to put an end to this, medical tyranny. I'd like to frame this with a couple of stats, please, Stu.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of the 1,200 souls in Australia that have unfortunately passed away from or with COVID-19, the average age is 85.
Yeah.
1,200, 85 years of age. Now, another interesting figure is in New South Wales, the PCR testing is conducted at 40 to 45 cycle thresholds. So that brings into question all the positive cases that they are relying upon to put millions of people under house arrest and force them to take an injection to be able to provide for their families.
You know, I don't know what kind of a media you have there. I know that here our media is completely corrupt, completely criminally complicit. They have sold out 100%. They are the propaganda arm of these globalists that are taking over your country. And I don't know if you've seen what happened here in the United States last night. Our president just essentially mandated vaccines for millions of people. He mandated, he said, it's going to happen, it's going to be law. The Constitution does not matter here in the United States. That doesn't matter. The president of the United States just declared war on the American people last night, supposedly from the podium in the White House. That's what he did. I don't know if you guys have seen that there in Australia or not, but that's what's happening here. So essentially the same thing. Now, the difference is here in the United States, we appear not to have a judiciary at all, despite the fact that former President Trump said that he flooded the judiciary with hundreds of conservative constitutionalist federal judges. I have yet to see them. I don't know where they are. Our Supreme Court has not acted in a 2020 election that had unprecedented opportunity for fraud. Much of that has been proven. They won't hear any of these cases. So in Australia, do you have the confidence that your judiciary, that your judicial system there, the Supreme Court, where you have filed this historic lawsuit, is going to objectively look at this and uphold the law?
Stu, I have faith at this point in time in our judiciary, in our court system. Our case is having astonishing public interest. We've had 450,000 people view very boring directions hearings. So it's gathering a lot of interest because of the very important nature of what we're trying, of what we're challenging and trying to protect. Now, we are running a constitutional argument as well as a reasonable argument. You know, we're saying that these mandates for compulsory vaccination are unconstitutional, but they also are not proportionate to the threat that is posed by COVID-19. But I want to make a really important point about the US Constitution and the Australian Constitution. Now, the US Constitution was written by people that had liberated themselves from an overlord. The Australian Constitution was written by that very same overlord. So we don't have that protection to be able to defend against a rogue government. But we do have the court system. We are yet to see how willing they are to protect the people's rights, and that's what we are presenting to the courts.
At what stage is this lawsuit in right now? Has it been filed? It's in court. It's before the Supreme Court. What kind of a schedule? What kind of expediency is your court going to act in?
Rapid. We filed a week and a half ago, and we are being heard at the end of the month.
So the end of this month, you'll be litigating before the Supreme Court of the entire country, Australia's Supreme Court.
No, the Supreme Court of New South Wales. So it's okay. Like a higher state court.
Yes. All right. So we're equivalent to our state Supreme Courts here. So In New South Wales, that's where this Brad Hazard and this Dr. Chant reign supreme, or at least have adopted this pseudo authority that they believe to have. After your complaint is heard, after your case is heard, and your court, we have faith, will act in accordance with the Constitution and the rights provided to humanity, their inherent God-given rights. When Absolutely. Your court upholds those rights, is it the intention of the people in New South Wales to hold Hazard and Chant criminally responsible for crimes against humanity?
We get a lot of questions exactly the same as that, Stu. So there is a lot of interest by people who have been damaged, whether it's physically damaged by the vaccines, and there's a lot of those, or they've had their businesses destroyed. So the first step is to protect ourselves, and then the second step is to seek some remedy. But we do have some really concerning developments as well. The reason they were able early on in Victoria, New South Wales, to get away with, I believe, with what they were doing, was they had the support of heavy, heavy, heavy policing. Now, this is still going on, and I know that you've shown some clips on your show. But now the health ministers are mandating that the police as well be injected. And we have got a lot of police coming to us looking for legal protection.
So hold on a minute. You're telling me that the police, who somehow temporarily had a lapse in their memory or their regard for the rights of the people who they were trampling upon, firing rubber bullets at, have now come to their senses because they have learned that they're not excluded from tyranny.
Yes, like we've always had some police. We've always had some police coming. We've always had some police stand, and we've had some brave officers stand up and take a stand early on. But now more and more are coming because the needles have been turned upon the police.
That's right.
Now, what worries me, Stu, is for them to risk the support of the police tells me that they've got other forces perhaps to rely upon. And we had an amendment to our Defence Force Act very recently, and it enables and it gives civil and criminal indemnity to foreign military and foreign police forces in Australia.
The United Nations, that's what you're worried about. You know, that's not far from what we're seeing here as well. There are talks. There's a big skepticism, a big question. Everybody wonders, where is our military? We're watching our woke military commanders do things in Afghanistan that led to the deaths of, you know, many people, including 13 military personnel here. Our administration has allowed for United States citizens to be trapped in Afghanistan while we bring Afghans here unvetted, unchecked, untested for COVID, which I don't really care about that, but these are military-aged personnel. So we're seeing a lot of things here with our military that is leaving a lot of Americans uneasy about some confrontation if things go kinetic between our military and its citizens here in the United States, or if the United Nations will come in to, quote, assist, right, in the dissent or in the so-called uprising, where they will then villainize, criminalize anybody who objects to this inoculation or any response measures to COVID at all. So that is what's happening here. And we have 500 people who were jailed for protesting what they believe to be a fraudulent election here, who have been held without being charged or charged with misdemeanors, indefinitely held, put in solitary confinement, held as political prisoners. So we already know what these people are capable of. We are up against a real big machine here. What are your thoughts on victory? I've got about a minute left here. What are your thoughts on victory with your lawsuit?
Victory is the only option, Stu.
It is.
We're not going to lose. We are not going to lose. And here in Australia, we can see the Anzac spirit is rising. The people are rising, and we are going to hold this line, hold it right now, defend ourselves, and victory is the only option.
Real quickly, in addition to your lawsuit, in addition to hearing that some law enforcement are coming over and this concern about whatever other outside entity this might be that has immunity when it comes in to destroy the people physically in a face-to-face kinetic battle. Other than that, let me ask you this. How about citizens of Australia? How about citizens of New South Wales? Are they standing up? Are they rising up?
They're angry. They're angry. But we don't have a Second Amendment, Stu.
Yeah, they're very scared, I'm sure. They feel outnumbered, much like the Patriots felt outnumbered here in the 1700s against the British. But guess what? Those guys packed up and went home losers. There's a winner and a loser in every war. God is on your side. We'll be praying for you. Matthew Hopkins, best of luck to you. Please stay in contact with me.
Thanks, Stu.
Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate the time.
You see that? Nobody is exempt. So including here, if you feel like you're in a position on a school board or a position where you have assumed some sort of authority that you believe that you have, if you're a cop and you're enforcing these mask mandates, if you're a cop and you're trespassing people, arresting them for not complying with these tyrannical orders, these crimes against humanity, you're not exempt. They're coming for you next. And so who's going to police that? I can tell you one person that's doing that. That's Christopher Key. A lot of people are doing it. Christopher Key got fired from his job. This has become his full-time job. He's confronting these school boards. He's confronting hospital administrators, CEOs. He's confronting the vaccine companies, pharmacists, anybody involved with this tyranny. He is boots on the ground doing this bravely out there in the middle of all of it. Boots on the ground. I know that some of you don't have the time to do that, but support his efforts by going to vaccine-police.com. He's the vaccine police. You can find him on Telegram at vaccine police. But please take the time. Give him $5. Give him $100. Whatever you have, whatever you can afford, support this person's efforts. Christopher Key is doing a great job. Go to vaccine-police.com. Again, that's vaccine-police.com. What are these vaccines doing to kids? Dr. Jane Ruby has raw data for the first time. She'll be here on the program next. Go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Everything that has happened in this country since November 3rd of 2020, everything that's happened in the last year, everything that's happened in the last month, in the last 24 hours particularly, has happened at an extremely rapid pace. It's meant to hit you and discombobulate, disorient you. It's meant to normalize chaos. It's meant to confuse you, and it can be extremely overwhelming. What is this all about? So we have to get down to brass tacks. We have to have moments of clarity. So let me make it clear to you what this is. This mandate, Afghanistan, the fight, it's all a distraction. It's all a distraction away from the fraudulent and stolen 2020 election, presidential and all the way through the down ballot. They're trying to get away with it. They need you to look over here while they run with desperation away from the evidence that is pouring out. The fake fight of these Republican governors who are vowing to battle Joe Biden on this mandate. Ask yourself this question. Of those governors, those Republican governors, which one of them has fought, any of them, for a forensic audit in their state. Because if we fix that, everything else goes away. So ask yourself, who is it that's fighting? Who's fighting this mandate? What else have they fought for? Why not fight for a forensic audit in your state? Because you're a traitor and you're in on it. You're complicit. And that's what this is all about. Keep the pressure on. We will talk to Wendy Rogers. That'll be a segment that airs at StuPeters.tv. Get over to StuPeters.tv and see that Wendy Rogers interview. We're going to catch up to her. She's on the road in her car. Until then, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio!